Wonderful. Well, this is beautiful today. I'm such an honour to be here and to be able to bring the Word of God to you. And it's a privilege. So I just want to pray. I know the Holy Spirit is here in our midst, and we're excited because we've exalted Jesus. There's so much faith in this room today. And yes, let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for who you are, Lord, and we just praise you that we come together. And Jesus, you are the centre of our life, and we just thank you that we can share the word today, Lord. So I just pray that, Lord, that I'll back down and allow you to come through me as your messenger, to be able to share the word of God and bring life to those that hear it and health to all their flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, would you like to put out my little photo up? Thank you. Yeah, now this, I've got a banana moment here. I missed church last Sunday. And but I had a very important reason. My grandson Oliver, he's 14. He had a very interesting year this year. He told his mum at the beginning of the year that he wanted to captain his football team and come to the grand final. And that's what actually happened. He became captain of his football team, and he captained them to the grand final. But on the second match of the season, he broke his wrist. And it was Mother's Day, that's right. And he was taken to the hospital, and he was out of action for months. And he got back into the match for the finals. And but during that time, God actually did a work in his life. And God actually built character into him, because he went to every match during the year and persisted and encouraged the team to go for it and to win those rounds. And he did it from the sidelines. Now, he must have gone through agony wanting to be out there playing with them, but he was on the sidelines, but he was encouraging them to win. And that's what happened. And so he went to the grand final last week, and I went. I didn't want to miss it for the world. And they won, and they were just determined to win, and that's what actually happened. So that's my proud Nana moment. Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know me, I'm a mum with six children and 10 grandchildren, and I've served the Lord for many years now. And I just love Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. And he's the centre of my life, and I'm just praising God for what he's done in my life over many years. And I've seen him perform all sorts of miracles in my life and been able to share and encourage others. So that's my prayer today, that I can share and encourage you today through the word of God. And, you know, there's been many times where I've read Proverbs many times over the years, and you know, I've read the Bible many times, but Proverbs is probably a book I've loved to go to and receive wisdom from. And there's so many rich nuggets of truth we can experience through these pages of the Word of God. And Proverbs is one of those, you know, and there's many, you know, if you take an overview of Proverbs, it's a book of guidance in raising our families. It's relationships to grow with or avoid. You know, it's a book of contrast. You know, you've got the wicked or the evil, or sometimes we're like that, as Kate shared last week. But you know, we're human beings, but you know, we want to be the righteous ones, don't we? And you know what righteous means? It means to be passionately best. And so when it talks about in Proverbs, you know, the righteous take refuge in the Lord, it's the passionately blessed ones that take refuge in Jesus. And and the Word of God. And so relationships to grow with or avoid, healing for our bodies, whether physical or emotional. And I found that there's healing for us today and through the Word of God. And one of the scriptures I want to share with you is found, I won't be moving, find the scripture. Sorry. Yeah, that's better. I've got face recognition. Yeah, so Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. This is a beautiful scripture. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man or a woman who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that's beautiful because, you know, that's relationships, you know. There's some people you'll be just friends with, but they're going to pass you by, you know. They're not always going to dwell in your life. And I find, you know, that's interesting because, you know, they're just passers-by, you know, that kind of friendship. But in the Passion Translation, Proverbs 18:24, I just want to read it out to you. It says, some friendships don't last for very long, like they pass you by. But there is one loving friend who is joined to your heart, closer than any other, you know. And, you know, we've all got friends like that, you know, that are closer than our very family, you know. They're friends that will always stick by you through life, and that's beautiful. And, you know, so there's, I'm talking here about relationships with people, and, you know, there's true friends that'll stick close. They're in your heart, you know, and they'll always leave footprints in your heart and will always be there. And, you know, we can probably recount those ones over the years that have always been there, and you might be years before you see them again, but when you do, it's beautiful, and it's like it was only yesterday when you had a connection with them. And, you know, and that's powerful because, you know, there's a connection of your heart with those ones. And one of the things that happened to me during the week, I had that bright moment with my grandson, but my little dog Lily, I had her for 17 years, and she passed away about a week ago. And she was my faithful friend. She was such a faithful friend to me over the years and always went for walks. She was in my life for so long. And so when she passed away, it really affected me. And I look around the house and we'd go for walks together, and I'd go to my grandchildren's home and she'd be there with us, you know, going for walks. But she was my faithful friend. And yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, you know, those true friends. She gave me unconditional love, but I gave her unconditional love. I fed her and she was a happy little girl, and was with me for 17 years. So she had a very good life, so praise God for her. But when I look back, I think, oh, look, you've been so faithful to me over the years. And we've gone through sad times, but the Lord's always brought me through and brought healing in my life, and praise the Lord. And there's another scripture I want to share with you, and it's found in Proverbs chapter 31, and 31 verse 25. Okay. It says, strength and honour are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. And that's a beautiful verse because for me, it gives me joy. When I think of my life now, you know, I'm at the end of my life in a sense. You know, I don't know when the Lord's going to come back or take me home. But, you know, at the end of my life, I want to be joyful and happy, and I love this because I shall laugh with joy at my future. No matter what I go through, I'm gonna have sadness in my life and sickness, and I've got some achy bones and, you know, different things, not walking as well as I used to, but I want to do it with joy in my heart and laugh at my future. And that's beautiful. That's a promise for each one of you today, you know, that we can look at our future and have joy in our life, in our future. So praise the Lord for that. Life is, you know, that's our life today. So we can rejoice in that life today. And Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4, we're going to turn to. And this is probably my main basis today for what I'm going to share with you today. And it's found in Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4. It actually says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And that's beautiful because, you know, it's saying through wisdom a house is built. You know, and you've received wisdom from the Lord, and I'm going to come to that later, but you've got to realise when we receive Jesus into our life, he is our wisdom, and he's going to pour wisdom into you. And, you know, so it says there that wisdom, through wisdom a house is built, you know, and I want you to consider that today. You know, your life is like a house. And I was listening to Kate's message during the week, and I was thinking, oh, this is really good, because she was sharing what I wanted to share today, and I was thinking I'm going to build on that. So it was wonderful. And Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27, what, you know, about wasn't the foolish men that built their house. And you don't have to look at it, but it actually says that when the storms of life came, you know, which house stood, you know, it was a house that stood on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. And my challenge to you today is, what are you building your house on today? What's your foundation? Is your foundation Jesus Christ? He is our rock, and he's the one that remains steadfast and faithful in everything we do. And he's calling us today to build a house on the rock, that rock. And those that hear these sayings of his and do them will build their house upon the rock. That's my challenge to you today. What kind of foundation are you building in your life? You know, is it built on Jesus Christ? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the Word of God? Are you listening to what he's telling you to do? You know, because that's where wisdom comes from, you know. Wisdom has built his house, you know. And as you build your house, there's going to be more and more wisdom being established in it. And verse 4, it says, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And I love that, because you're going to look back on your life. You might have just become a Christian or whatever, but, you know, you'll go on and serve the Lord, and you'll look back on your life and you'll see what was put in those rooms. What was actually placed in those walls? Was it precious and pleasant riches? What is actually going to be built into that house? And I believe the Lord is going to do that. Like even today, as we've come together, faith is here. When we were singing Our God Reigns, you know, you're doing something. Now there's faith in those walls. There's faith. And there's going to be other riches. There's going to be wisdom in those walls. There's going to be understanding. There's going to be the truth of the word. There's going to be valuable treasures that God's going to place in those walls. And it's going to come through experience of life that you've been through, and you'll look back and say, yes, the Lord was with me there. And look at what he's building to those walls. You know, so what are you expecting? What are you believing for that you're going to see in that house? You know, because wisdom is building that house, you know, and we're building that house together. Amen. Your life is a house. Okay, praise the Lord. And, you know, so, yeah, so you can look back at your life and see the riches that are being planted there. I'm going to come back to that verse in a minute. Proverbs 11, verse 30. This is another beautiful scripture. As you can see, you'll probably see that I'm not a Bible teacher, but I'm an encourager, and I love encouraging you with the Word of God. Proverbs 11, verse 30, it says, "The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." And that's beautiful. Even way back then, you know, the writer of Proverbs, you know, was saying, you know, if you win souls, you're going to be wise. You know, and that's beautiful when you think about it. You know, and there's many people out there that they want to see stability. They want to see life. They want to see someone that they can trust in, you know. And many times people have come to me because they've seen strength in me, and I've been able to lead them to the Lord because, you know, they saw something that the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life. You know, are we trees of life? Are we that passionately blessed believers that are producing that life, the fruit of righteousness in your life? And he who wins souls is wise. So I want to encourage you today, as you're building that tree in your life, many people are going to come to you and want to trust in you, and you're going to see them one to the Lord. And that's another precious jewel in those walls of your house, you know. There's going to be much adornment in that house because of what you've established in your life and what you've seen happen. Praise the Lord. So, the next one I want to bring to you is, you know, like I said before, there's many things through Proverbs that you'll see through relationship building with each other or friends in the world, or it can be, you know, but this one is healing for your body. And this one is probably, the Lord ministered this word to me many years ago, probably 40 years ago. And it's found in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. And it says there, "My child, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." And for me, those verses were so pivotal in my life many years ago. And, you know, I'd be having a busy life, raising my six children, and my husband could have been overseas and preaching the gospel. And I'd be home running a church and raising my family. I think, that's a pretty busy life. But I made my life this pivotal in my life because I knew if I didn't have Jesus in my life and was feeding on the Word of God, what was I going to give to others, you know? I had nothing to give. Without him, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing without Jesus in our life. And, you know, so for me, this verse was so pivotal, and there's four areas in this verse that I just absolutely love, and I just want you to consider it today. And the first one is give attention. Give attention to my word. And, you know, what are you doing with your life today? You know, are you taking the word of God? Like, we're here today in church, and we're receiving the word of God. You're giving attention to the word of God. But what do you do when you go home? You know, I remember receiving this word of God, and the Lord said to me, he said, "I'm Dr. Jesus." And, you know, when you went to the doctors, they'd always say, "Take this medicine three times a day." And I felt this is what he was saying to me. He was saying, "I'm Dr. Jesus. I want you to take this word of God three times a day and give attention to it. Just spend time in my presence." And I'm not saying take the word of God three times a day, but I'm saying read it and give attention to it, but then think about it during the day. Just instead of letting your thoughts race about everything else, every negativity, every depressive thought or everything else, replace those thoughts with the Word of God and give attention to my Word, because this is the key to you finding healing in life. And so it says, my child, give attention to my Word. Incline your ear to my sayings. You know, do you listen? Do you listen when he speaks to you? And, you know, I've been thinking about this song. I play music during the week. And like I said before, in the busyness of my life, I used to find I'd make this a priority in my life, you know, that I'd spend time in the Word. And I might be quieter now, but it was because way back 40 years ago I'd be putting the Word in my life and it'd become a practice to me. And that's what I want to encourage you today. You mightn't have much time today, but start doing a little bit in the Word of God and give attention to that Word and incline your ear and listen to what he wants to say. This is such a priority too, because we've got a world that's going downhill. We've got people out there that are dying through lack of knowledge, of knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. And we've got answers for them. We've got answers for the world and people that we meet. And I believe that's why they're going to want to see stability. They want to see strength. They want to see life coming from us. And so give attention to my Word, incline your ear, listen to what he's saying, because he's calling us. He's knocking at our heart's door and saying, will you let me in? Will you let me speak to you? Will you give me time? Will you give me time in my presence? Because in my presence is your completeness. You know, he wants to complete in you a work of healing and life. And so incline your ear. Don't let them depart from your eyes. And there you go. Turn, look where you're going. So it's not just incline your ear, but don't let them depart from your eyes. So look and focus on what he's speaking to you about. You know, look where you're going and consider the Word of God. Keep those thoughts alive with the Word of God in your heart. And then keep them in the midst of your heart. And that's the most important thing, because it goes on to say there, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. I believe the Word of God can bring healing in life as you read the Word of God. You know, there's times when we're sick and we call for people to pray for us, but I believe there's a constancy of the Word of God in our life that can actually bring healing. And as you practice the Word of God, as you practice living in his presence, he can actually bring healing in your life. And I know we have aches and pains, but we can have a healthy life. I really believe that. And for me, I still feel young. I still feel young, and I can do great things for him. I can go for walks, and so in a sense, I feel healthy and full of life. So praise the Lord. So that's my prayer for you today. You know that we can consider the Word of God and keep it in the midst of our heart. If there's one truth I can share with you today, it's this verse here, and so. Go home and meditate upon it. Think about it. Think about it. You know that it says, my child, give attention to my Word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And if you forget everything else I shared today, just remember that, because there's life there for you. There's life there, and you can take that Word of God and see healing in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, I just want to share that with you, and we'll just turn in that. This is all about Jesus. Okay. 1 James chapter 1, verse 30, and it actually says, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God." Wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And I want to share that with you today because everything I've shared today, you know, like I said before, wisdom has built your house. Wisdom has built life into you that's going to flow out of you. And looking back on your life, what treasures are you going to build into that house? What precious jewels are you going to build into your life? Because it all comes through Jesus. You know, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And it says, but of him are we in Christ. You know, it's from him. He gives us all the glory and the praise and the honour. It's through him that causes wisdom to glow through us. It's through him. You know, he's the wisdom from God. And righteousness and sanctification and redemption, you know, and are passionately blessed because of him. He is the reason that we live and move and have our being. And so for me today, I just finish with that verse and, you know, just realise that he is the wisdom, and that's my prayer for you today. So I just want you to just gather those thoughts today and realise that, you know, we're running to Jesus. He is our strong tower. And the righteous run to him and are safe. And it's beautiful because he is the reason that we live and move and have our being. And, you know, so if there's anyone here today that has never known Jesus, I'd invite you to come forward and have prayer with us, or anyone else that you believe God is speaking to you through the Word of God. And you're welcome to come and have prayer. And, and so thank you for the Word of God. And thank you for coming today. And it's been a blessing to be part of this with you today. So, go out and have a coffee or whatever else. But anyone that would like some prayer, you're welcome to come forward and we'll pray. Any of the ministry team will come and pray with you. And but we'd just love to pray with you and for any needs. Amen. Praise the Lord.